Fly weight. You could also have fly fisher. We mentioned fly boy and fly buys. Some people will use that expression. Oh, and then fly on the wall. If I could be a fly on the wall is another one. That's more of an idiom. There's probably a few idioms that contain flies. I think about it. As the crow flies would be one. Fly by night. There have to be a few more idioms with fly. A fly in the ointment. It's a different game here, but it's interesting. Fly by the seat of your pants. Oh, there actually are a lot now that my mind is opening up to this. Pass with flying colors. Or, once I was in Cincinnati and downtown, I think it was Cincinnati, there were a bunch of pigs with wings. And I didn't know the exact significance, but I know what they were trying to get across was when pigs fly. I'm pretty sure that was Cincinnati. Jim just added fly by the seat of your pants, too. And Bill in Homer City said, fly in the ointment. Not to be confused with a fly in your soup. It's birthday time. We're going to get started right away because we have a lot of birthdays to celebrate. Today, Josh. Happy birthday to you, Josh. And happy birthday to Amma from your family. On May 1st, a day I'm not allowed to say on the radio in terms of the holiday it represents, unless conditions warrant, on May 1st. Happy birthday to Mina of the South Side and Mackenzie of Elizabeth and Glennon of Rochester. On May 2nd, Michael of Forest Hills from Katie and Jenny. On May 3rd, it's Asrat in Verona from Gabriessis. Oscar of Pittsburgh from Cassandra and Santiago and your mom and dad. And Kathy from husband Michael also on May 3rd. On May 4th, we have Chloe in Katanning, Jim in Murraysville, Caleb in Ingram, Jacob, Ian of Bellevue, Will of Sewickley, Andy in Bellevue, and Katharina in Wexford. On May 5th, Muhammad of Brookline, from Abdullah, Mariam, and Almathana. On May 5th, we have good old Bernie Cunningham of Fonville. Happy birthday, Bernie. Also, Adam from Galadriel, Araliana, Abigail, Isabella, Elsa, Leora, and Eamon. Maya celebrates on May 5th. Happy birthday to you from Sophia and from your moms, Michelle and Mary. Happy birthday to Sarah. From Patty, Greg, Abby, and Jason, also on the 5th. Asher of Beaver Falls. From Mom, Dad, Caleb, and Jordan. Buddy from Rhiannon. And finally on the 5th, we have Danielle of Bridgeport from Nancy and Acme. And also Candy in Bridgeport. And on May 6th, we have a few birthdays to pass along this coming Friday. Beth Ann from Lorraine and Ed and family. Ryan from Chad and Drew and Mom Holly. Isabel of Marshall Township from Meredith and Patty. Bob of Castle Shannon from Melissa, Lauren, and Jonathan. Jonathan, Ben of Emsworth from Mom, Dad, Jack, and Sally. Fred and Garfield from Demo in Houston. And Peter of Plum, finally on May 6th, from Mom and Dad.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, PA 15233.
Include the birthday person's address. We'll make sure they receive a hand-delivered card brought right to the home by a uniformed United States government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and Alexis Thompson, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I went across the river and I laid down to sleep. I went across the river and I laid down to sleep. When I woke up, I had shackles on my feet. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but won't be worried long. Chain around my leg. There's 21 links of chain around my leg. There's 21 links of chain around my leg. And on each link is the initial of my name. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but won't be worried long. Ask you who composed this song. If anyone should ask you who composed this song, if anyone should ask you who composed this song, say it was I, I'll be singing all day long. It takes a worried man to sing a word song. It takes a worried man to sing a word song. It takes a worried man to sing a word song. Worried now, but won't be worried long. It
Jay Armsworthy and Eastern Tradition with that classic. A few more idiomatic expressions containing fly have come in, or terms. Turkey City Arn said piloting fly by wire or fly on instruments. Aline in Maine mentioned dragonfly, which made me think of pop fly in baseball. Did I mention fly in the face of? Go fly a kite. Or a barfly. Oh, fly off the handle. That from George in Natrona Heights. And this wouldn't harm a fly. There's a lot more of those than I realized. You can feel free to add some to us or add some to the list if you would care to. 412-200-5975. We're going to play Guess Who in just a moment. That's when the sparks really fly.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Okay, now, I was right about Cincinnati and the winged pigs. But right memory, the wrong reason. Once known as Porkopolis, Cincinnati honors its history with the pig by happy statues of winged pigs flying around the city. In 1988, which is probably when I saw these, to celebrate the city's 200th birthday, plans were made. To include flying pigs to show the history and part of Cincinnati's relationship with pork. Now you know the rest of that particular story. And before we play Guess Who, Gerald in Indiana has High Flyer and Flew the Coop. Aline adds Flying High. Ed in Clareton, Hello Ed, adds Flying the Ointment. Turkeys in the Yard says, It's hard to fly like an eagle when you work with turkeys. Gerald in Indiana also has Fly Fishing, which is a great one. And there are a few more. Fly Off the Handle, also from Gerald. Alina, Shoe Fly Pie. I'll take that. And Gerald had Fly by Night as well. Martha and Bill in Stanton Heights just wrote. Asking if we'll play the song I'll Fly Away. Sure we will. And I don't know if we'll play the song Bill and Homer City mentioned, but we'll mention the song, which is Fly Robin Fly. Our marching band played that song way back when. And it was fun to play. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We're about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Each week, the initials we give you could belong to a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, no matter who it is. We think it will be a name that you'll recognize. Are you ready? This week's initials are S-T. S-T, that's S as in Susquehanna. And T as in Tionesta. Those are just ways to remember the letters. They are not hints at all. S-T. S-T could be somebody from music, history, sports, literature, film. We think it'll be a name you've heard of. And you can guess as many times as you would like. 412-200-5975. Gerald, I'm glad you just wrote with this one, because it was in my head and I couldn't find it. You catch more flies with honey than vinegar or than salt is the way that Gerald remembers it. Thank you for that. The initials S-T. S-T. It's time to play Guess Who? 412-200-5975. Again, you can guess as many times as you would like. You can also call us at 1-888-752-7234. Good luck, and by request. A song inspired by all the flying we've been doing this morning, Alison Krauss and Gillian Welch. ST, this morning's Guess Who initials.
Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
Allison Krauss and Gillian Welch. And we're playing Guess Who here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the guesses are coming in. ST are the initials. You're welcome to guess by phone at 412-200-5975. Yvonne is in Ohio. And she's always a great Guess Who player. She has a guess of Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler. Not Steven Tyler. Great guess. And here comes Bruce with Shirley Temple. Sonny Terry. And Steve Thomas. Not Steve Thomas. Shirley Temple or Sonny Terry. All great guesses. Mike and Mars has a guess of Stanley Turrentine. And also the Danish-British author, Sandy Tuxvig. You've got a knack for picking people, I don't know. But that's okay. I learn as you do that. Mike also had Simon Templar. And I had to look it up, but it's one of my favorite shows, The Saint, which was on television and before that on radio, popularized by Vincent Price. I loved The Saint. Jim in Crafton Heights also has Stanley Turrentine, Strom Thurmond, and Stanley Tucci. Tom in McCandless has the right answer and is the first so far. He also has St. Teresa, Sonia Twain, Sophie Tucker, Studs Terkel, Shirley Temple, Sonia Thomas, Stanley Turrentine, and Stanley Tucci. Sarah Teasdale from Jim in Blackridge. Author of many poems. Not who we're looking for, but a great guess. And I think we're up to date now. 412-200-5975. Nick in New York City just guessed Stanley Tucci, not him. And another Simon Templar from Jim in Crafton Heights. I will tell you that the answers went by this name rather than the birth name this person was given. So the initials are associated with the name that this person is much more known by. In fact, if I had done this giving you the person's original initials, it would not have worked very well. And I'll tell you that her original initials were IB, as in Isabella Bomfrey. But her name was changed to a different name with the initials ST. But she was born Isabella Bomfrey. That might help you a bit. 412-200-5975. Lines are open if you think you know it now. 412-200-5975. Not Studs Terkel. Nick and Wes Mifflin just guessed Studs Terkel. We have a pair of Nicks today, a Nick in New York City and a Nick in West Mifflin. Thank you, Mike. He said if I like The Saints on TV, I should read the books. I appreciate that because I read a lot of nonfiction, some fiction, but I am always looking for suggestions, so I'll look for those. Any ideas now on the ST that we're looking for? Isabella Bomfrey, her original name. She was born around 1797. We'll leave it open for a minute. Yvonne got it in Ohio. So far we have Tom in McCandless. As well as Yvonne. With the correct answer 412-205-9975. If you would like to take a guess as to our guess who, we're going to have the answer in a moment or two. So you're invited to call us and join us on the radio. We'd love to have you give the correct answer. Not Sophie Tucker. Jim in Blackridge just had a guess of Sophie Tucker, but it's not Sophie. 412-205-9975. I'm not sure if I can give you any more hints beyond those that I've given you. So we'll give you another moment or two to come up with it as we take a listen to a nice version of this song that I think you'll recognize, Hobo Bill and Kristen Morris.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. Lord, I'm 500 miles from my home. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can't go back.
Hobo Bill and Kristen Morris, did you get the correct answer we were looking for? Sojourner Truth. Sojourner Truth, the great fighter and advocate for women's rights as well as the abolishment of slavery. Congratulations. If you came up with it.
I was born a slave. The master called me Belle. For 13 children sold to slavery. And I bore the lashes well. Ain't I a woman? Yeah, ain't I a woman? Freed when I was 32. Now my name's Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? I have plowed and planted. I have gathered in the barns. Ain't no man can hit me. I can run. Today, and that's what I'm talking about. Ooh. Yeah, ain't I a woman? Outwork a man still in his youth. That's how a soldier of truth. Ain't I a woman? If the first woman turn the world upside down, then women should get together now and turn it back around. Ain't I a woman? Yeah, ain't I a woman? Oh, from Joshua to Ruth, my name's Sojourner Truth. Says that women got no rights, 'cause God was not a woman. Well, tell me when you give your Christ for of a woman. Yeah, God and a woman. Eye for an eye and tooth for tooth. Follow our Sojourner Truth.
That is Katie Moffitt with Sojourner Truth. Ain't I a woman? And the correct answers were few on this one. As the Whitaker family said, this one was super tough. And it was a super tough one. We congratulate Tom in McCandless. And also Yvonne in Ohio for coming up with Sojourner Truth. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, KRDP, Indy Community Radio, Phoenix, Arizona. Listen, the numeral 2, KRDP.com, and SLBRadio.org/radio. And a message I missed from earlier today, we were looking for expressions that contain fly in them. And Gabriel, thank you. Gabriel wrote to us, and his contribution, time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. Attributed to Groucho, but not necessarily so. Thank you, Gabriel. We're glad you're here. That's Taj Mahal and Rai Cooter, a brand new release from them called Get On Board, the songs of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, just out last week, their first studio album in nearly six decades, together, that is. if you want to get a head start on our next puzzle, actually a series of puzzles, think E-E, double E.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
The Saturday Light Brigade comes together with an amazing team of people, including Director of Operations Robert Gray, Director of Programs Janessa Schuler, Manager of Special Projects Tad Whistle, Senior Staff Educator Ben Rutkowski, Staff Educator Britt Hafley, Staff Educator Deanna Beringer, Community Engagement Coordinator and Associate Producer Alexis Thompson, Manager of Production and Distribution Chad Green, our Youth Advisory Council Morgan McCray and Lance Wilhelm, Executive Producer Ricky Berger, and this is Larry Berger. Now, this hour, I'd like to see if you can challenge me as I also challenge you a bit. Every clue that I'm about to give you and that I hope you'll give me is a word that ends with two E's. For example, if I gave you the clue email recipient, the answer is addressee. Addressee. A-D-D-R-E-S-S-E-E. Addressee. Or if I gave you the clue morning beverage, coffee. C-O-F-F-E-E. So I hope you'll consider giving me some clues and letting me try to guess. And at the same time, we'll give you some clues as well. Are you ready to play together? Okay, the first clue I'm going to give you is fling. Fling, F-L-I-N-G, fling. And for another word, concur. Concur. I'm going to start simple. So I'm looking for a word ending in two E's that answers the word fling, and one that answers the word concur. They're both simple five-letter words. 412-200-5975. Here's hoping you'll play along, and I also hope you'll think of a word ending in two E's that you can challenge me with, too, on or off the air. 412-200-5975. Thank you. Mike and Mars just gave me the clue. Gathering of Scouts. Gathering of Scouts. Did you get that? I know what it is, but we'll leave that out for you for a moment. And Yvonne solved the two puzzles we have out. A fling is a spree, and concur is agree. Mike and Mars also had agree, as did Alan. And a gathering of scouts would be a jamboree, a jamboree. Here's a couple more for you to try. The clue is cargo holder, cargo holder. And in addition to a cargo holder, how about a court order? A court order. So we have a cargo holder and a court order or a court ruling. 412-200-5975. Answers end in double E's. And again, I hope you'll consider joining us on the air. I'll give you a few to try in real time. We'll see how you do. Or you can try to challenge me as well. Kathy in Youngstown also knew that we were looking for a jamboree a moment ago. Kathy, good to hear from you. Thank you for being with us. Alan wrote, I'm so excited I got it right that I shouted blank with blank. Well, I think you shouted yippee with glee. I think I got that right. Yippee with glee. Mike and Mars gives the clue. That's what you get for making this. That's what you get for making this. That's what you get, folks, for making this. That one I'm not sure I'm going to get. What about the cargo holder? Did anybody figure that out yet? Did you get that? Or the court ruling? 412-200-5975. Join us on the radio. Alan said that I was correct with yippee and glee. Oh, Ben is challenging me here. A 20th century Swiss painter who taught at the Bauhaus. That is going to require some thought if you know. Oh. Ricky, do you know? Is it. It's Klee. K-L-E-E, right? Paul. I think. Paul Klee.
Just looking for a good time.
I'm pretty sure that's it. 412-200-5975.
I ain't got nothing but blue skies up in front of me. Oh, in front of me. Girl, what's your name? Tell me now, what are you drinking? You know it's getting late. Tell me, do you need a friend? Someone to hold on to
just looking for a good time to set my spirit free. Ain't got nothing but blue skies up there in front of me. So tired of chasing the end of that rainbow. All the money we're making won't mean a thing when we go. Don't wanna wake up someday thinking I've worked my life. Looking for a good time to set my spirit free. Ain't got nothing but blue skies up there in front of me.
Boy, the emails and calls continue to come in as we play the double E game. Paul Clay, I had the name, not surprisingly, mispronounced. Thank you to Ben at Squirrel Hill, who gave that puzzle. Paul Clay. Answered also by Jim.
Looking for a good time to set my spirit free. I ain't got nothing but blue skies up there in front of me, yeah. Up in front of me.
That's the group Mountain Heart and Blue Skies. And Alan Irvin wrote, and he wrote, "I'm so excited I got it right that I shouted." And I said, "Yippee," but another good answer is "Whoopee" with glee. In fact, a lot of people made "Whoopee" their answer. As they participated, 412-200-5975, Jim and Blackridge had Whoopi as well. And Jim gives the clue in Crafton Heights, Lancelot Link, for example. Lancelot Link for, oh gosh. Ah. Took me a minute. Chimpanzee. I kept thinking chimp? No, chimpanzee, right? Looking for words ending in E. So cargo holder. That clue might be a bit of a stretch, but see if you can come up with it. 412-200-5975. The court ruling, Barb got that. That is decree. Decree. So we're looking for the cargo holder. The word has to end in two E's. And here's one. The clue is host. Host. 412-200-5975. Sometimes the simple ones are the hardest. The clue is host. And we're still looking for cargo holder. And I'm going to add to that a small bird. A small bird. 412-200-5975. You can also use our toll-free number at 1-888-752-7234. Yvonne says, an embankment built to hold back the overflow of water. Oh, very good. That's a great clue. That would be levee, right? Levee. Took me a minute. And I wonder if that's what Jim is thinking of, too. He gave the clue bunker. And Alan just came up with chickadee, the small bird. So we still don't have the cargo holder. Cargo holder. And we don't have the answer to host. Don't think too hard on these. The host could also be the front person in a hip-hop group. Ooh! Elaine said maitre d'. That's not what I was looking for, but that sort of fits post. And Kathy in Youngstown came up with bungee. That's the cargo holder we were looking for, bungee. Maitre d' works if we're going for sound, but we're looking for two E's in a row. Mike knew chimpanzee, and Alan just got the answer, the host we were looking for, an MC, E-M-C-E-E. Ty at Squirrel Hill also got that. Alan says, a folksy way of telling someone that you agree with them. Oh, yes sirree, I think. Yes, sirree. Jim in Crafton Heights gives the clue liquefy. Can you think of a double E word that answers the clue liquefy? That one is just a little tricky. How about a window cleaner? Speaking of tricky ones, 412-200-5975. Ah, not yes sirree, but the word Alan was looking for was okie dokie. That works. Liquefy is puree, P-U-R-E-E. So that leaves us with window cleaner. Can you come up with the answer to window cleaner? And I'll add to that, the clue, disc, disc, 412-200-5975. A lot of Saturday Light Brigade charges to dispense. It's been fun to have so many correct answers. 412-200-5975. Let's have a little public service announcement from Brian Bowers.
My mind on things. So when I go where the animals drive, I sing this song on the treacherous drive.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere. Them deer, they're here. then there, here, there, everywhere.
At dawn in fields and coniferous groves, bucks and does come alive in droves. Just when you think that the coast is clear, there in the road is a white-tailed deer.
Then deer, here. Then there, here, there, everywhere. Then deer, here. Then there, here, there, everywhere.
In venison land, as the day goes by, the deer lay low when the sun is high. Sun goes down as the night draws near. Twilight brings up the white-tailed deer. Them deer, they're here.
Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here.
Bucks bed down where the tall grass grows. Fawns they doze where the doe does doze. Doze, there, doze. Here, those are the habits of the white-tailed deer. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere. Them deer, they're here. Them deer, they're here. They're everywhere.
That's Brian Bowers with Dem Deer. Ty in Squirrel Hill has a measurement of angle. Oh, I got it. It was your second two that confused me for a minute. Measurement of angle, F or C. That's degree. Degree for a measurement of an angle. And the F or the C would be degrees in Fahrenheit or Celsius. I gave the clue disc before. Kathy got it in Youngstown, Frisbee. I also gave the clue window cleaner. Nick in New York City got squeegee, as did Jim in Crafton Heights and Jim in Black Ridge. Yvonne says, historical term for an Indian coarse, thick calico cloth. That, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one. Jim is in Pleasant Gap. He has MC and puree and a parakeet for the bird. We were thinking of chickadee. Kathy had puree. Don in Bethel Park, good morning. He had squeegee, as did Alan. Ty also had puree. So I do not know the answer to that stumper Yvonne gave. An Indian coarse, thick calico cloth. So Kathy, or Yvonne, I should say, we'll need you to give us the answer to that. Oh, good. I think she just did. Oh, my gosh, goodness. Dungaree. Dungaree. Kathy just wrote, me, if I write you a check. Oh, the payee, right? The payee. This was fun. This is a game you can keep playing all day long if you want. We often try to have games that we think will be fun to continue playing. Thank you for challenging me, and thank you also if you took time to answer some of our puzzles, too. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Ben's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. In honor of National Poetry Month, we have some poems now about mothers.
Hi, my name is Brendan. I am 13 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Morrow pre-K through 7th. My poem is called Mother. I appreciate that you love me and you gave birth to me. I'm sorry for the things that I did when I was smaller. You gave your life up for the family, quit jobs, and stayed at home. But you see me walking down the aisle when I get out of high school. You will be crying all over the place, cheering me on, so happy, filled with joy. You will be sitting in the stands praising me as I make a touchdown for my team. You and Dad would be glad that you raised a good son with a good career. I love you.
Hi, my name is Carrie Bell. I'm 12 years old. My poem is called I Love My Mom. My mom is the best. She's original, not like the rest. She's so cool. Sometimes she could be old school. She's so nice, like sugar and spice. She loves me and I love her. She likes to read books. My mom even cooks. She's light-skinned. She's a winner to me. I treat her with love, and she says I'm a cute dove. She loves me, and I love her. My mom is like a tree. She grows more love for me every day. My mom loves me, and it will never go away. My mom is pretty. She has a lot of friends. She loves me, and I love her.
My name is Tyler. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Pittsburgh Morrow pre-K through 7. My poem is called My Mother. My mother is always there for me. She always cared for me when I was sick, always cooks for me when I am hungry. She gives me whatever I want. I appreciate everything she does. You can be very annoying at times, but I still love you. Whenever I want something, you give it to me. Whenever I want to go somewhere, you take me there. When I don't get good grades, you still love me. Even if I don't do something right, you still love me. If I want to do something, you let me do it. If I want to make something, you let me make it. When I love you, you love me.
My name is Bri. I'm 16 years old, and I go to the Neighborhood Academy. My mother is my best friend. My mother will always be there for me no matter what. My mother is very crazy. My mother is my twin. My mother is the one I could go to for anything. My mother is slim thick. My mother looked good for her age. My mother is my nurse, my chef, my teacher. My mother is very funny. My mother is my everything.
This is for all the mothers. My name's Terrell Coleman. I'm